So the county that I cover, we're kind of they saw some of those high winds, maybe 50 to 60 mile an hour winds, and then your county is more towards the north, like O'Brien, Sioux, Osceola, those Clay. They saw the higher winds than what I did, kind of a little bit further south. But they definitely saw more green snap, and it varied. From grower to grower, management style to management style, no-till versus tilled soils, in moist soils versus dry soils, kind of had a little bit of forgiveness there on the plants, where plants were more prone to bending over versus snapping. It also a big factor was crop growth stage, early planting versus late planting. Some of those plants that were further along were more prone to snapping, whereas your plants that were planted a little bit later that weren't far along, maybe the V10, V9 growth stage, those were just bent over, a little bit more rubbery. Those further along plants were definitely into that rapid growth stage, so they're a little bit more brittle and more prone to snap. But for the most part, I feel like we're going to sit pretty well with plants being able to pick back up 24 hours later, 36 hours later. There was a lot of fields that looked 100% better than what they did right after that windstorm that came through. There was a few plants here and there, a few fields here and there that had root lodging as well. Like I mentioned, that was your tilled field versus no-tilled. Your tilled fields were a little bit more fluffier soils and were more prone to root lodging. But I'd say overall, in general, plants just kind of bent over and picked back up. We might see a few fields of goosenecking, where they maybe didn't pick up the greatest, but still a lot of growth left in these plants before tasseling, that I think will pick up and be set for a pretty good crop despite those winds that came through.